In the first 50 picks, those are the players, of course, that are going to help you win leagues. But that's boring. I don't want to talk about those guys. We've talked about them enough. I want to talk about some of the players deeper in drafts that can help you bring home the hardware in 2023. That's right. These are 12 players that Joey P has handpicked for you that can help you take home that championship this season. You can put it on your mantle. You can wear that belt to work. You can show everybody why you are dominant in fantasy football. And these are 12 names that can help you do it. Before we get to those names on my list, don't forget this video is brought to you by Rival Fantasy. And if you don't know what Rival Fantasy is, you're missing out. So join rival.com/fantasypros23. That's the place to sign up, because when you do, they've got mock drafts, they've got season long, they've got preseason, they've got everything, including a week one contest with prizes up to $1,000. And when you join rival.com/fantasypros23, hit that in there, you get a deposit match up to $200 when you sign up. Again, DFS games, season long, it's all there on Rival Fantasy. So go check it out. Find out what all the buzz is about. Join rival.com/fantasypros23. Sign up today and get your fantasy on. All right, everyone, this is what we've been waiting for. We've been working for. Here are 12 names that can help win your leagues in 2023. Number 12, Roschon Johnson, running back of the Chicago Bears, currently being drafted as RB52. What? That's crazy. This Texas Longhorn would have gotten a lot more publicity if he was not behind Bijan Robinson, possibly the best running back prospect on the planet in the last 20 years. Roschon Johnson, on the other hand, don't look now, but he's been working with the ones all throughout camp. He's a very impressive pass blocker. He is more of a complete back than Khalil Herbert or Deonta Foreman, who are currently ahead of him in theory in the depth chart. So Roschon Johnson is not an investment necessarily for the first 6 weeks of the season, but I will say this, Roschon has the potential in the latter part of the season, the way we saw J.K. Dobbins and DeAndre Swift a few years ago in their rookie seasons, take the ball and literally run with it over the last few weeks of the season and win people championships. So if you draft Roschon Johnson at this huge discount, just be patient, because eventually it will pan out for you and eventually he will take over this backfield. I'm very confident in that. So Roschon is a guy that I want to draft late, stash, be patient, and reap the benefits down the stretch run and into the playoffs once the Bears figure out exactly who the best guy they have is in that backfield. And his name is Roschon. Next on the list at number 11 is Sky Moore, wide receiver of the Kansas City Chiefs, going off the board at wide receiver 52. That's insane, and I'll tell you why. Because Sky Moore is the new slot receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. Kadarius Toney can't stay on the field. And look, what has he got to compete against here for targets besides Travis Kelce? MVS, who's on his way out after this season. Rushy Rice, who I like a lot as a player, but again, is still a rookie. Sky Moore started to ingratiate himself with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid towards the end of the season into the playoffs, and you started to see the confidence grow. But most importantly, over this offseason and in training camp, the confidence has grown even more in Sky. See what I did there? Dad jokes everywhere. But all jokes aside, Sky Moore has the opportunity to be a target hound potentially in the number two guy in this offense behind Travis Kelce sooner than later. And going at wide receiver 52, it ain't nothing but upside, and sky is the limit. I said that was the last dad joke. I lied. There was one more. I'll get out, but you get in on Sky Moore at this ADP because it's crazy. Number 10 on this list, and the only tight end, Chig Okonkwo from Tennessee, being drafted as tight end 14. Now, that's pretty late down the trough. So basically, Chig Okonkwo is free in drafts. With Treylon Burks' LCL sprain, Chig Okonkwo becomes even more intriguing to me, because you saw last year, there were times where he was just a matchup disaster for defenses. He is a big-bodied guy who's got good hands, playing the tight end position. He can line up in the slot. He can do a lot of things in what is probably a limited Tennessee Titans offense. That's not a bad thing. That's actually a good thing for Chig Okonkwo, because he could see some red zone looks. And now that DeAndre Hopkins, a true theoretical number one wide receiver, is in this offense, Chig Okonkwo is going to get some better matchups potentially in the secondary for himself, or in that linebacker mismatch in those nickel situations, which you're always looking for. So Chig Okonkwo, again, we're always looking for tight ends who could possibly crack the tight end 10 mark or even greater. I think Chig could do that if everything broke right and the touchdowns flowed. So he is worth a flyer and he's worth a potential draft pick, because he could just win you your league if you punt on tight end and he hits in 23. Number 9, Quentin Johnston, wide receiver from the Los Angeles Chargers, currently going off the board at wide receiver 49. Quentin Johnson last year was a rack specialist. Last year, he ranked 6th in yards after contact per reception and 11th in missed tackles forced, and that's per PFF. Per Joe P., Quentin Johnston has an opportunity to get a lot of specifically designed passes to get him in space and make things happen. He also has the potential to get even more of a target share when, not if, Mike Williams goes down. And yeah, Josh Palmer filled in some last year, but he ain't Quentin Johnston. Quentin Johnston could be a real problem for teams in the red zone. And I would expect right now the Chargers to start looking to turn the page for Mike Williams, who frankly just has not stayed on the field and not worked out. They drafted Johnson for a reason. They used that draft capital. I want you to use your draft capital on Quentin Johnston. Be patient again with all your rookie wide receivers, but this guy can make an impact on your rosters in 2023. Number 8 is one of my personal favorites. It's Zay Flowers of the Baltimore Ravens, currently going off the board at wide receiver 48. Don't look now, everyone, but Zay Flowers probably has the best opportunity of any rookie wide receiver to be the number one target in his offense. Yes, I said it. I know Mark Andrews is great. That's fine. Zay Flowers is something Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have not had together yet, which is a true number one potential wide receiver. He is fast. He is twitchy. He is quick off the line. He fights for the football. He had a really good college career, despite not always having great quarterback play. Flowers right now is the number two target, but I think by season's end, he could be the number one guy when all is said and done. The kid is an absolutely tremendous worker. All of the immeasurables and measurables work in his favor. And still, the ADP has not risen yet. Everyone's talking about Jordan Addison. I'm talking about Zay Flowers. I want you to go target him late in drafts because I think he has the potential to be a league winner and well outperform his ADP. Number 7 on this list is another guy I've gotten all my leagues, Elijah Moore, wide receiver of the Cleveland Browns, currently being drafted as wide receiver 45. Now, about a month ago, I did a video with Elijah Moore in it, and he was being drafted at wide receiver 52, which means people are starting to pick up what I'm laying down. Elijah Moore is going to work out of the backfield. Elijah Moore is going to work out of the slot. Elijah Moore is going to get the football in his hands, and he's going to make things happen when he does that, because we saw 2 years ago with the Jets how good that could be. Forget last year what he did with the Jets. That's old news. It's useless. I know nothing happened and it was a big disappointment. We have renewed expectations and still low potential investment to get in on Elijah Moore, because Elijah Moore has a chance this year to well outperform his ADP, to be basically that go-to big playmaker in big spots for the Cleveland Browns. I want him on my roster in all formats because I think this is the year we get the Elijah Moore breakout that we've been waiting for. Number 6 on our list is Zach Charbonnet, rookie running back for the Seattle Seahawks, currently going off the board at RB40. Make no mistake about it, Zach Charbonnet is a 3-down back, and he had an elite season at UCLA last year. He now brings that 3-back potential and all that draft capital that Seattle spent to the Great Northwest. Ken Walker's still pretty expensive in ADP and is already dealing with an injury. So for me, I understand that there could be a basic committee backfield in Seattle all season long that might drive me crazy. But if I'm going to take a shot on it, I'm not going to do it at Ken Walker's ADP. I'm going to take it at Zach Charbonnet's instead. And if Charbonnet works out, then it's a huge win for me. Whereas if somebody takes Ken Walker and it doesn't work out, guess what? That's a huge anchor on their roster. Charbonnet has the opportunity to be a league winner if health works out for him and not for Walker, or Charbonnet just proves to be, at the end of the day, the better back of the two. Let's take a quick break from the names on this list and remind you, there's a name on a jersey that we want to give you. That's right, a free autographed Jaxon Smith-Njigba Seattle Seahawks jersey could be yours. All you have to do is subscribe to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel, click that bell till it goes ding, and drop a comment below, because I love hearing from all of you. I want to know who your league winners are, because maybe I'll draft them too. But again, you got to do all three of those things in order to get the JSN jersey. So go do that and enjoy the rest of the video. And yes, you're welcome for all the free swag.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, number five on this list, we might have to hold our breath and maybe hold our nose. It's Deshaun Watson, Cleveland Browns quarterback, being drafted as QB10. Now, look, this is something I'm talking about more for super flex leagues, but Deshaun Watson still has the upside to win you leagues in that format, and here's why. I don't think that he's completely forgotten how to play football. He's still south of 30, and he still has the athleticism to get back to that elite-level QB play, and if he does, going off the board at QB10 in Superflex leagues is a calculated risk here for Deshaun Watson, who, if he rediscovers all that talent, athleticism, and ability once again, it would allow you to draft early big wide receivers and running backs in Superflex and then make up ground at quarterback, and that can potentially be huge. It's a big risk. It's a big reward for Deshaun Watson. It's not something I recommend in single quarterback leagues right now, but in Superflex, he could be a league winner. Number four on our list is James Cook, running back of the Buffalo Bills, currently being drafted as RB31. James Cook has looked explosive this preseason, and last year he teased that ability and explosiveness in some small sample size. This year, James Cook could be the answer to the problem in the backfield for the Bills, despite the fact that they did sign Damian Harris. Harris has gotten off to a slow start with some injuries already, which does not bode well for him, but there's still the opportunity he will vulture some touchdowns away from James Cook. However, I think in PPR leagues, this is exactly the kind of guy you want as your third running back because he has the upside to finish as a high-end RB2, and there's not a lot of guys in that range who really have that potential return on investment if things break right for James Cook in 2023. Number three, Javonte Williams, Denver running back, currently going off the board at RB26. Javonte Williams' stock has been rising and rising and rising all summer, and rightfully so. When this guy was a rookie, he had 200-plus carries, 900 rushing yards in a split backfield, 0-7 touchdowns, where he finished, actually, believe it or not, in half PPR as RB17 his rookie year. Last year, unfortunately, the ACL tear derailed what was a really strong start for Williams again, and despite bringing in Samaje Perine for insurance, it's Javonte Williams who will eventually be the make-or-break guy here for the Denver Broncos. And with Sean Payton running the offense now, I have a lot more faith that Javonte Williams is going to be used properly than any other coach that he's played for previously, no matter how limited they were. Javonte Williams is a risk because of that health. However, the reward is huge because he could potentially be a three-down back, and any back that has that potential and that amount of volume and quality volume could easily crack the low-end RB1 ceiling. And if Javonte Williams does that at his current ADP, he's going to be winning some people some leagues. Speaking of Broncos, let's talk about his teammate, Jerry Jeudy, number two on this list, Denver wide receiver, going off the board as wide receiver 23. Last year, this guy saw 100 targets for the Denver Broncos, and I understand he only caught 67. Things did not go well for the Broncos in 2022. I have a lot of faith in Sean Payton's history of coaching offenses and coaching up people with talent, and Jerry Jeudy's got just that. The 6 touchdowns last year can easily be improved upon, and I still believe Jerry Jeudy is the best wide receiver by far in this offense. Being that primary target in the offense from Russell Wilson will lead to volume. Volume leads to points. Points lead to wins. You see where I'm going with this. Jerry Jeudy has the opportunity, again, still being drafted as a low-end wide receiver 2, to finish as a low-end wide receiver 1 if everything really breaks right. And even if it doesn't, I still think the value is so good that Jerry Jeudy can be one of those guys that helps win you your league in 2023. And last but not least on my list of 12 league winners outside the top 50 in ADP, Trevor Lawrence of Jacksonville, Duval, let's go, QB8 off the board right now. Last year, Trevor Lawrence finished as QB8, threw for 4,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, just 8 picks, and he also threw in 5 rushing touchdowns and 291 rushing yards. Here's the thing. Trevor Lawrence is just getting started. He is a generational talent at quarterback. Yes, let's not forget that. This was a guy that won a national championship as a freshman at Clemson. This is a guy who was the number one consensus overall pick for a reason just 2.5 years ago. And guess what? Trevor Lawrence is going to take another step forward now that he has Calvin Ridley. That's right, I said it. You saw another video where Calvin Ridley was the number one guy for me. Now I'm putting his teammate Trevor Lawrence there, and here's why. Because he has a real opportunity in 2023 to make a big jump in these performance numbers. We're talking potentially projecting at 4,300 to 4,500 yards, going from 25 passing touchdowns, maybe even to 30 plus. And if he does that and just holds those five rushing touchdowns along with anything close to 300 rushing yards, Trevor Lawrence is going to challenge for that top five, if not top three QB spot. So understand this. Yes, you can wait on QB. If you miss out on the run of the elite guys, Trevor Lawrence could be the name who is ready to make that jump in year three and become a fantasy league winner in 2023.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.